Welcome to day 4 in this series of 30 Days to Better Relationships. Yesterday with John, we looked at an overview of the 4 fundamental habits that distinguish successful from unsuccessful relationships. Today, we will begin to unpack habit number 1, be curious, not critical. When we meet and start getting to know someone, whether it's a colleague or a life partner, what we see is just a small fraction above the surface of who they really are. It's the iceberg effect. A number of studies have shown that the behavior we observe in others or demonstrate ourselves is only 10% of what's really going on. Underneath the surface, there are many things that drive our behavior. Different needs, different expectations, different assumptions. But we hide it well. And the more we understand about ourselves and others, the more we're able to understand our own expectations as well as theirs and anticipate behaviors, theirs and ours, especially under pressure. When John and I got married, we thought we knew each other inside out. We had met at business school, we'd studied together, we'd socialized together. We'd both gone into city professions and then spent an amazing year living and working in Japan together. Then when we got back to the UK, we set up a business together and all hell broke loose. We had such different work styles and expectations of what the other should be doing that we ended up in constant frustration and arguments. And that was a really frightening time because our future, financially and as husband and wife, depended on us sorting it out. In desperation, we looked around for help and came across a video-based relationship course that literally rescued us. We discovered that the things that frustrated us the most were our strengths, which at the time were unrecognized, unappreciated, and out of balance. And instead of constantly criticizing each other, which is the habit we developed, we learned to give each other the space and the grace to just be. We divided roles and responsibilities in a way that allowed us to play to our respective strengths and to cover for each other's weaknesses, and we became a really strong team. You see, so often we miss out on great teamwork and great partnerships because the people who complement us the most can be the most frustrating to live and work with. Until, that is, we understand their respective differences and the strengths they offer. Don't just criticize differences. Make a study of them. Value them and treasure hunt the strengths that they bring. Think about it. What differences have been grating on you or on your partner? And what hidden gems might there be for your relationship? Be curious to discover more. What you hate, someone else will celebrate. So tomorrow, we're going to continue the conversation around developing habit number 1 by understanding some of the fundamental differences that exist, by and large, between the genders. See you in the morning.